All right, guys, new episode. Boom, boom. All
right, bro, but literally, fucking, I feel like that's like...
wait, let's say it for the viewers. Okay, yeah. So we said, imagine meeting your ex in public. That's one of my biggest fears, personally.
That's horrifying. Like, you put that idea in my head, bro.
Because it's fucking... it's something I experienced and I worried about, bro, in the past. And dead fucking ass, bro. I swear to God. One time we went to fucking 7-Eleven or AMPM or some shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And when we're walking back to our foot, like, just to smoke at the park and shit, I swear to fucking God, bro, at, like, the stoplight turning left, I thought I saw, like, my ex driving that car. And I looked in the car and... I saw, like, someone who looked just like her, like, to the T, bro. And then, like, she was even, like, staring at me, too. Because that's why I looked. You know when you get that feeling someone's, like, looking at you and you just, like, randomly your
somehow
head
you know exactly where they are,
like,
too.
It's like, I feel like someone's looking at me. And then you just look straight at them and then they're looking at you, you know? And then I'm really good at that, bro. But, like, I did that shit. I subconsciously just looked at her and I was like... that fucking... and we were, like, riding our fucking skateboards and shit, I'm pretty sure. And you were ahead of me, and I was trying to catch up to you. And I, like, push. I look up, and then I was like, is that her? And then I was like, huh. Yeah, and then, like, she's still at the light. And I was like, no, we were on bird scooters. That's what it was.
Dude,
and we zoomed past, like... and I was like, no, my heart fucking dropped. It was like... I still don't know if it was her, and I don't think it was her, to be honest.
Horrifying. If I ever fucking saw my first two exes in public.
Oh, no.
My first two exes, like...
oh, no.
The first two that, like, kind of fucked me up. Made me learn a lesson.
About these bitches.
Well, more so just how I need to go about things. But, like, it's all a process, bro. But,
oh, my God, bro. That's just...
But, no, if I saw one of those two, dude, I'd lose my shit. Like, I'd be horrified. I'd be like...
pray to God.
Dude, if I was in a restaurant, I'd leave.
If
I saw him at McDonald's, I'm turning around.
Bro.
If I see him on the street, I'm speeding the fuck up.
If I was on a date, had reservations for this shit, hyped it the fuck up, and then my ex walked in, I'm sick, bro.
Waited months to have this reservation at this super nice restaurant, and we're about to, like, go eat off, like, a naked Japanese lady and
we're both hyped the fuck up. We're tripping balls on,
we're
like,
about to make it a business
shit.
Expense.
And then, like, my ex walks in, I'm like, bro, I gotta go.
Hey, bro, mom. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom called, I gotta go. It's like, bro, you like... yeah. What does that have to do with anything? It's like, I guess... family emergency, maybe.
And you already,
like,
no, you already, like, out, nah, the everything's door. Good, you're bro. Already out the door and shit. You're all like, the Uber's already on the way and shit.
It's like, nah, everything's good, bro. I got an Uber later, man. It's like, what happened?
And we're like, okay. And then we're like, we send you messages, we send you snaps of, like, us eating. It's like, well, ice is missed out.
No, bro, I'd be chill with it. I'd be fucking okay with anything, bro. I could be like, you guys could be meeting, like, fucking LeBron James in my ass.
I, like, feel like
my ex there, you know, and I miss that. Like, if I'd be okay with it, bro, I'd be cool.
If I saw my last two exes as opposed to my first two exes, if I saw one of my last two exes,
would that be better?
So the very last one, fuck no. It was kind of fucked up what she did. Like, right,
no, she
at
was
the
crazy,
end. Like,
bro.
I was like, yeah, she was. She
was. That's some, like, crazy.
But if
man,
I saw
shit.
The second to last. I feel like it'd be interesting. I don't know what...
guys, let's manifest this. Group manifestation starting now.
No, none of that. None of that. Nobody knows shit about this person. I pray.
So, guys, we do a counter pray. Let's do a counter prayer. Group counter prayer, rather. And we manifest.
Bro, it's because,
no,
like...
but just...
I feel like, dude, she was a cool person. She was a really cool person.
Yeah.
I think I really got... like, dude, we really got along. But it was just, like, if anything, it was kind of a wake-up sign to the two of us. That we kind of both did the same shit.
Interesting. I'm not sure, though. Like... the first
it
two
was
X's.
Just
the first two X's. Go on to those ones. What if you saw those two?
That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not at the same place.
Two,
but
well,
like,
no, I'm not saying at the same place. But yeah, if I saw either of them individually, I'd, dude. There's one time when we went to fucking the clothes, the bins, the bullshit, the retro clothes bullshit. Little
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
When we went to that little event, to the little vintage clothes event.
Yeah.
At one point, I thought I saw her.
Really.
Like walking with like a dude, and I was like. And, like, I looked away, and I was like, huh, I'm wearing a jacket that I bought when we were, like, when together. We went to Buffalo Exchange together. Like, she saw me buy this jacket. And in a way, I was just like, I pray to God that girl didn't just look at my jacket, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was...
Cause were you sure of it? Like, did you think, like, out of a percentage, you know?
She was short enough, and her hair was the right color.
Yeah.
And her skin was the same... like shade. So that's all, that's what I remember in the moment, but it could have been me just tripping, you know what I mean? It could have been me just like imagining shit, like, because there was definitely a person walking by, but like it could have been me just like looking really quickly and then be like, oh shit.
But can you explain it in Fortnite terms?
So I saw John Wick while I was at Dixon, and I was peeking, and his bitch ass tried to lean on me, but I was like, ah, nah, bro. So I started building up and shit, and all of a sudden, bro, all of a sudden, feel me?
You feel me? I could get down.
You feel me?
Shit.
I got sniped from the fucking hills.
I got sniped from...
Last time I go to Tilted.
It's some bullshit, bro. Last time I go to Tilted. That shit's so crowded, bro.
My senior year girlfriend in public, I would pray that I fucking like have like the power to just like get myself the fuck out of wherever the fuck I am. You know what I mean? I pray.
Honestly,
I have like.
I think if I saw my high school girlfriend in public, first of all, I'd be, like, having the same experience we were having, like, right now. Just, like, fuck. But, like, also, I'd just be kind of, like, trying to contain myself and try to, like, smooth my way out of it type shit, you know?
You know what I always feel like?
Hey, how are you? Like, acting real adult and shit.
You know how I'd feel about the end? How I always feel at the end of a relationship?
What?
Fucking... I wish they could see me now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, bitch, like... It feels like every time I break up with a girl or, like, I get dumped and shit, I always take a long, hard look at myself and see what needs to be changed. So I always, like, get, like, a next step ahead. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At the end of the last breakup, I was like, I need a better fucking job, bro. I really need to do that for myself. Like, I just need to do it.
Really? That's what made you decide?
It was before we broke up. It was Reggie being an asshole. Yeah. So I was like, oh, dude, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But being with that chick, it really made me realize. I'm like, dude, I ain't making dog shit here. Mm.
Dude, yeah.
Because
all right, can we have, like, a little rant about your boss segment?
Pause this shit. But, bro, fucking, dude, like, I had to leave my last job just because, like, my boss was being the biggest fucking asshole. Like, he went from, like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to cook. I'm going to pay you better one of these days.
One of these days.
We're going to start doing dinner one of these days.
One of these days.
I'm going to keep teaching you how to cook, you know.
One of these days.
And then all of a sudden, bro, like, So over the summer, he just like stopped showing me more shit. He started showing me jack shit. So I was just fucking kind of just getting bored and shit. And there was never anything to do at work because it was always dead. It was like, dog, like what the fuck? Like
it was just dead.
There's nothing to do. I never had anything to fucking get done. So the little shit that I would get done would just... fucking be done like super fucking early, and I'd just be fucking waiting around, you know what I mean? Because even if I did get it, like I always saved everything to do like in the last hour, basically I'd get it done and still have more time left,
just
be like, oh,
sitting around basically,
all right, let's just wait to do the last few things that are the very last things I can do before I leave.
Last thing,
like, bro, fucking... It's just... I don't know, bro. Something about the cooking environment, for some reason, the whole cooking industry has such a fucking enormous stick up its ass, bro. Yeah,
the kitchen aspect, the
kitchen,
all that shit, bro. Like, the kitchen industry is just toxic.
If you're a proper, like, line chef, if you got your own knives and shit, you're probably a dick.
I hear a lot of stereotypes about, like, just, like, the line chefs being the most, like, man type of dudes, you know? Just, like,
they think racist, they're so fucking...
Just fucking sexist as shit. Like, a misogynist to the extreme, bro. They're, like, also, you know, they're gonna be transphobic.
And if not, they're, like, complete little, like, hipster fucking soy boy ass motherfuckers.
Soy boy ass dudes, yeah.
Or they're the fucking hipster dudes with, like, the beards and, like, a fuck ton of tattoos.
Yeah. But, like...
It's like, what are you? And they're like, I'm a line cook.
But, like, bro, sometimes the stereotype in the, like, whole, like, restaurant industry is, like, the chef is the one that, like, scares the, like, teenage waiters, you know, because they just hit on them. It's like, bro, she's underage, dog. It's like, that's the stereotype of any line fucking cook.
When I think of line cook, I just think of, like, just the most, like, thinks they're hot shit motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah, they're like they're like a little boss.
There's,
you
such
know,
a fucking arrogance to it about being a cook. Like, I don't know where the fuck it is, bitch. It's food. Why
you're
is
cooking,
like,
food?
When think about it, when you see some, like, the shows where it's like people cooking, when you see, like, that Gordon Ramsay shit, when you see that, like, fucking motherfuckers are ruining the audio.
Dude, they got a line of choppers, bro.
That shit looks crazy. But, bro, when I think chef, when I think, like, cooks, my thought is always, like, motherfuckers always trying to one-up each other. Motherfuckers trying to, like, basically shit on each other, you know what I mean? Be like, you ain't shit, I can do this better than you. Or like,
better than you,
watch me do this shit. And then they'll just cook, but really extreme in a way.
It's just really precise type shit.
Some bullshit, just like really, like, exaggerated cooking, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They'll just kind of like cook very extremely.
Like, it's like, bro, bro, I don't get it. It's cooking, you know? It's food. You eat it. But I feel like there's a crazy, like, another thing I really hate is this thing called, like, what I call one-bite meals.
One-bite meals?
Oh, there's a dog. Oh, he's fun.
It's like pranking me. Dude, yeah, like, the whole kitchen, bro.
But, dude, one-bite meals are, like, fucking... Imagine some, like, fancy-ass little tiny, like... It looks like art, dude. It looks like a little sculpture out of food. It's such a little... It's all about the presentation. That's literally the whole thing.
Because the thing's so small.
And it's just, like, dude, the amount of effort you put into this, this has to be just straight fucking schmack. But it is this fucking small...
Yeah.
And it's just like, you kill that in one hit, you know?
You just...
Oh, damn. Oh,
this was good.
That's it.
It's all gone.
It's all gone. Like, that's so...
That,
like,
was,
bro,
$60.
Food is to fucking fill you up, dude. Food is to fucking nourish you. You know what I mean? If I'm not getting, like, there's, like, a feeling to home-cooked food just because it's just like, oh, this food was literally made to keep me alive.
Yeah.
This was made by someone who cares.
It's like,
you know?
This is good. This is very good.
It's very good. I feel like that's the biggest difference with, like, that and, like, fast food, where it's just like, oh, fucking.
Fast food
I
is
just
like,
got it. Someone just gave
this
it.
This is my job. It's my job.
And then, like, for some reason, when it comes to more professional kitchens or, like, kitchens with higher standards, it's just the most stick up your ass fucking environment.
I don't know, man.
Like, from what even my last boss said,
what?
It's fucking. I didn't even get the fucking blunt of it from, like...
Yeah, from what he told...
From what... It's worse.
From what he told me, like, he was like, yeah, like, when he was, like, you know, cooking with all his buddies, how he, like, met all his friends and shit. When he was cooking with them back at whatever restaurant that was, like, he said that, like, every morning they'd come in and be like, what up?
Everybody was racist as shit. Yeah, they're just
racist as fuck to each other, and they'd, like... Getting fights, and then like the next day they'd show up and then just like
it be just normal. It just never happened.
Yeah, it never happened. It's just like a little boys club type thing. And it's so gay, bro. Like, it's so like.
It's just such a bad environment.
It's weird, bro. It's not one of those things you want
to
be a part of.
Bro, I had to leave because, dude, what I'm guessing happened now is that just like it being dead. His bitch ass literally didn't know how to cope with it, so he just started taking it out on me.
So he's just being a dick every day, bro.
Nitpicking
the small shit, bro. Just
I make one mistake that day, and all of a sudden he won't talk to me. He won't fucking look at me in the eye. If there's an order and there's like the little ticket, he won't hand it to me in my hand. He'll feel the need to put it up to the thing himself, like.
He'll, like, bitch. Walk all the way
you
up there.
You can't, and put it literally, up there. Literally, he'll go, like, he'll make it, like, awkward past me.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Just hand it to you.
Like, he's like, no, I'll put it up. It's like, what the fuck? Like, just hand it to me. It's a piece of paper, dude.
Yeah. Reggie, like, when I started working there, right, it was all right. Like, honestly, when I first, like, my first week there... I didn't really see me leaving at all, to be honest. Like, I was like, it's a convenient little job, you know? It's cool, it's convenient.
That's why I stuck around.
But because my first week, I worked a full 5 days type shit. And then, like, the next week, bro, I worked 4 days. And then I was like, okay, that's a little, like, maybe I could get another job, you know, fill in the time.
I could actually go do shit.
Yeah. And then, like... The next week, I got, like, a 3 day work week, and I was like, what the fuck is this, you know? And then, like, the schedule after that, the week after that, you know, I also had 3 days, like, on the schedule, and, like, same shit was going through my head, just like, what the fuck is this, you know? Like, he said I'd be getting full-time hours as soon as they get a new person, but the thing with that was, like, I don't know, man. Like, getting a new person.
He shouldn't have banked on that.
Yeah, getting a new person, bro, that's going to take a while. That's going to take, you know, some time from me. So I'm going to be, like, still making. What was I making? Like, $300. I was making, like, $300, bro. And
in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, I was making, like, $300, bro. And then I was like, no, this ain't it. Then, you know, just switched up and was like, bro, what the fuck is this, dog? And it was funny because, like, Reggie was kind of racist in a way where he wasn't trying to be racist.
He was like, ignorant as all shit.
He was trying to bond with me by being racist.
Yeah, like.
Like. Every
I
time,
don't know what it was.
Every time he talked to me, just it was all about race, dude. Yeah. It was all about, like, Native Americans, about his experience with Native Americans. Like, people like that are so funny because it's like, dude,
think I care?
You're being racist without actually being,
like,
racist.
Bro,
you know?
Why are you even mentioning that? I didn't fucking ask.
That's not necessary.
Well, I don't need to validate you for knowing.
It's like, if I would have filled in, like, rather not say in race part, like, you would have probably guessed I was Mexican, bro. And you would have been
just
like,
cut. Just assume.
Yeah, you would have just assumed, like,
Isaias.
Oh, he's Mexican, bro.
His name is Isaias, not Isaiah.
Isaiah. Mi nombre es Isaiah. That's what the bitch is called.
Bitch.
I get bitches, I say my name. Isaias.
Bro, my fucking brother came up with a nickname for me for some reason.
What?
Chicas.
What the fuck?
You know bitches? Why? Yeah.
Mr. Bitches.
Because that's what I always be called, talking about how I always talk about girls when I'm talking to my family. They're always just like, I don't know, as con una chica. And then that means like, I'm going out with the girl, going out with the hoe. Every time they ask, like, where I'm going, they're like, where are you going? Con una chica.
You earned a nickname, that's fucking hilarious.
And it's just bitches.
And it's just Mr. Bitches. You gotta put senor in front of that, bro.
Senor chica.
Senor chica. Mr. Bitches. Oh, God, man.
But, yeah, no, I had to get myself the fuck out of there, bro. Because, like, dude, I was making dog shit, too, bro. Like, if you were making 300, I was making literally 600 at one point. It was just, like, a week. It's like, dog, that's money I made in high school. I'm a fucking grown that's man. That's
money I made at Domino's, bro.
I'm not doing this again.
Because, dude, fuck, man. It's just...
Like, him being a dick and then also paying me dog shit. It's like, wow, why would I stay? No wonder. Because they also told me I was, like, the first person who stuck around in a minute.
Really?
Because before me, everybody would always leave really quick. It's like, dude, no shit, bro. Nobody wants to be this fucking broke.
No one this isn't livable.
This literally isn't livable. I'm not fucking getting by here. I'm fucking suffering to live here. And you have the balls to tell me, like, oh, while you're young, save your money. Nigga, you're not giving me money to live off. Why am I going to save it? How the fuck am I going to save? Are you kidding me? I can barely pay fucking rent.
When I worked there, right, my little breaking point where I was like, maybe this isn't a great job for me, was when he insulted Dorian.
That was a fucking big red flag. I didn't expect him to do that.
Because one morning...
Because I told him, like, hey, bro, he has his own fucking shit going
on. Yeah, that's what you said. Like, oh, he has his own stuff going on, like...
Like, he genuinely has something to be concerned about.
And then Dorian was like... Or not Dorian. Reggie said some shit, like... joking, and he was like, oh yeah, Dorian's missing now, like we could have been doing some like cool shit right now, we could have been like doing this and doing that. And then he called Dorian a dumbass, like somewhere in saying that, like, and I kind of just paused for a moment and I was like, what
right does he have?
What did this motherfucker like,
who do you think you are talking this way about someone you don't even know?
About someone you don't know, and you don't know like the full extent of their circumstance, you know?
You're just assuming that you fucking...
Like, dude, why the fuck? And then I just kind of like paused and was like, huh. Maybe Reggie isn't the type of person he says he is.
He's not, dude. He's just a fake ass nigga, dude. He's a fucking child.
Apparently, dude.
The way he acts, bro. The way he, like, the fucking... And he has the balls to be all like, I lost my ego fucking years ago. It's like, no, the fuck you did not, bitch.
You lost the idea of an ego.
That shit got so fucking inflated, you fucking just absorbed it, you know?
You are now one with your ego.
That is all you are, bitch.
Because if he actually detached from his ego, bro...
You wouldn't fucking go around saying...
You wouldn't go around saying, like, bragging about your life accomplishments, bro. You'd be like...
Dude, he acts like all this old shit matters.
It's like, cool, bro.
Alright? Nice. What do you want me to say to that? Cool? Like... you got to see all of Europe? Okay.
Like, genuinely...
You've been all around the world? Okay.
Genuinely, some of the stuff he did was, like, really cool. But you're in Arizona at a small shop.
Running a little fucking...
Running a little cafe, you know, like, you gotta, like, actually know where you are, you know, type shit. And, like, you know, not really talking shit, but, like, just kind of saying, like, dog, you gotta kind of be more self-aware.
Literally, like...
Especially with the shit you're saying, like, dude... One time he told Alex, or asked Alex, like, just like, hey, he keeps sitting outside, is that a Native American thing? Like, is it a Native American thing to eat outside? And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I just kind of laughed it off. I just laughed it off because it was like,
It's so absurdly, like, did he just not think about it? Like, did he just genuinely fucking just assume this?
It's like, is he joking?
It's like, I think he might have been dead ass.
Yeah, he might have been dead ass, I'm not gonna lie.
Or he, like, found it weird or some shit. Either way, he felt the need to bring it up, you know? And say it in that way.
Yeah, he felt the need to bring it up and joke about it anyways. He could have just laughed about it in his head. Been like, ha ha ha, nope. That was racist. And then just carry on with his day. But nah. He's like, yo, Alex. Want to hear this funny joke? I don't know, man. That place was something else. That dude was something else.
I had no business sticking around there, bro. I honestly could have been in a way better place if I started working there.
But it's good you got out.
Yeah.
Later than never. You know?
If in general that I got out. You know?
Yeah, because if you stayed there or, like, stayed liking him type shit and was, like, still, like,
cool with him. It would have just been fucking... dog shit.
Like, it's kind of a blessing in disguise that he started treating you like shit, you know? Just because it showed what
it type of person... It got me the fuck out of there.
It showed what type of person he was, too, dude. Like, apparently he's not this all-knowing superstar chef, you know?
He's just a dick.
He's just a dick. Like... he's just a dick.
That's all he's fucking ever been, apparently, bro. Reggie's just always been this dude. Just this dude.
This dude.
Nothing has ever changed about this guy.
And some people are like that, bro. Like, one thing I take pride in, not gonna lie, it's just the constant growth, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm never stag.
I never want to stop changing who I believe.
I never want to stop getting better at what I'm doing, too, you know?
Like, I never want to be feeling so concrete in my idea of myself that I... feel I can't do things. You know what I mean?
Dude, where it's yeah.
Like I limit myself from doing things just because, oh, that's not something I do.
And plus, I know I can do shit, dude. I know I'm really... If there's one thing I'm good at, it's at learning something new.
Literally.
Know? Like...
If I just put myself to something that I'm interested enough to do...
Yeah.
Like, dude, I will fucking be obsessed with this thing, and I will get so fucking good at it.
Like, you know, say if I mean? I really fucking want to, like... Or for some reason want to, like... upsell cars now, you know, like I could really just research the fuck out of it and just like, because I've done many projects where it's just like, oh, let me research a shit ton about this and get to know a little about it, you know, like that's how we have these shirts on right now. Like type shit, you know,
guys
Bam. Look out for Veil, bro.
Bam.
I'm saying it right now. You guys are gonna see this shit fucking everywhere, bro. And you might not even know it's us type shit.
Cause it doesn't have to.
We're not gonna brand it that way.
That's my biggest, like, rule for it. It's just like, I never want to be too tied to it. I want it to be its own thing. Not like that's my, like, you know what I mean?
That's, well, I want to, like, My thing is, I want to, like, expand this shit so far.
Yeah, no, I love the idea of, like, getting to such a hands-on approach to fashion that I'm selling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm talking more terms of, like, my name is, like, next to Veil, you know what I mean? In terms of, like, when you think of Veil... Oh, yeah. That's the one owned by this guy.
No.
It's not no, like...
It's going to be like, oh, that's Veil. And then it's going to be like, did you know Veil's owned by these people? Like
you know what's really? Such a joke to me?
That's how I want it to be, you know?
Fucking YouTuber merch with super niche and specific, like, jokes on their shirt. Or it's just their face or, like, something.
Or literally just their logo on a shirt.
Dude, did you just not try? Who's proudly going on this shit? Yeah,
who buys these
It's
shirts?
Cringe.
Like, that's the main
YouTuber
problem.
Merch is so badly designed sometimes, oh bro. It's just God. Like, you think I really fucking care about...
Hey,
like, not sometimes gonna lie, though. It looks good. Sometimes,
not
you know?
Gonna lie. Dope is Yola. And the Goblin got some fire ass merch, bro. Goblin with the only gas, yeah. That looks fire, bro.
Dopus Yola just has like merch. Stoner,
like dead ashes. His Push Trees brand is very much stoner.
But that's a sick stoner brand. I feel like that's a vibe. That's a vibe.
Such a vibe, dude. I'd love to collab with them, yeah. Bro. Push Trees X Veil, dog.
Push Veil.
Push Veil, yo. Oh my god, dog. Oh, I'd be geeking out. I'd be fanboying out, bro, if that shit ever happened.
If we got invited onto his podcast,
I'd be sweet kicking my feet.
Like, we're going to Cali.
I'm going to LA.
Like, booking the flight tonight.
taking business trips. Oh my
god. These are business trips, bro. We literally need to keep the receipts to everything.
We gotta keep the receipts. As soon as we open the LLC, then everything's gonna be written the fuck off, dog.
But every like, yeah, bro, I feel like that's the off. Biggest thing. I need it. We need Veil to be its own like freestanding thing. You know, it's associated.
I want it to be bigger to be, than us, type that, shit, exactly. And totally separate from us.
Exactly, like my face isn't attached to the brand.
On
you know?
The on the peninsula, you know, maybe it might get like thrown around a bit on we there. We wear it, you just know? Because we're wearing it, there might be like a trailer or two on there.
I'm hikey gonna always try to wear the Veil when we do videos. Yeah.
Like whenever we do videos, I'm gonna be wearing like some type of Veil, bro. There's gonna be either like some unreleased or
jacket
or some 101. Like you guys gotta look out on our videos and just like try to Easter see our Veil, bro.
Maybe
like,
I'll release this. Fuck yeah. Maybe it's just for me.
I'm gonna have so many like just like. Is he going to release this?
Is this something he just... And then they see one of my jackets, they're like, oh, he ain't selling that one. Look at that.
It's like, that one's too complicated. They're not going to...
He's fucking drop it. Keeping that one. I fucking sell it. I move it.
And we sell that shit, bro. We got
everyone's like, oh. It's like, we sell for like $200, $300.
I was
going to
say, it's like $250. $250 a pop, bro.
It sells out.
And it's out. Dude, we just got to get hype behind it. Like, I'm just saying... Bro, like, if you want to keep it low-key, if you want to, like, just wear something that looks nice, you know, wear some Veil, bro.
Wear some Veil. Wear some Veil. Like, it goes on anyone. That's the best like, part.
Especially with layers, bro. If you layer this shit on, it's pretty heavyweight tee. It's going like to be a heavyweight nice, tee, you know?
It's a nice thickness.
Like,
it's
if you just want to wear this too. In the summer type shit, like, it's going to be very... like nice and heavy, so you don't gotta wear any like layers on top of it. If you live in Arizona, you know, just wear the shirt, bro. That's it, nothing else.
It's
bro.
Perfect.
Wear
but
some
like
shorts and shit.
But like when it's nice out, it's like you can have
when it's nice out,
your Veil.
You could just have the shirt jacket. On with the jacket,
and that way it kind of look it. It's not like blank on your chest with just like a jacket. You know what I yeah. mean? Where it's like it adds a little. It adds enough. Like
people will look into the jacket and be like, "Oh, that's a cool design," and then they're like.
I like your shirt. And they're like, oh, dang. And then you, like, open it up and you, like, stretch it out. And you're like...
It's like Veil. It's called Veil.
It's called Veil. It's like where'd you get that?
It's like called Veil.
It's on release.
It's on release, actually.
And they're like, how'd you get that?
It's on release.
I own the company.
I got shares in the company. It's whatever.
I own the company.
I'm, like, CEO or some shit. You know, whatever.
As you could just start telling bitches that I'm CEO of a clothing. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I'd say I'm maybe the owner type shit. I don't know about CEO. Sounds cringy, bro. Like I'm Mr. Boss Man. Like you could just say I'm an owner.
I'm an owner of a
clothing brand.
Of a clothing brand.
And she's like,
I own a clothing brand.
Yeah, I own a clothing brand. You're not lying. You're not telling
I partially
the
own it.
I partially
you know?
Own it, but like,
but I still own it. I still own it.
Technically, I own it.
I do own it. I own it with other people.
Yeah, yeah.
No less though. No less though. We're all fucking. We're all in this shit together. You
oh
know?
My god, dude. I'm just saying. Be on the lookout for Veil. Be on the lookout for clothes and shit. We're gonna have a lot of clothes,
guys. Veil is, bro. Guys, don't expect. I'm sorry if we do this like ads, but high key, bro. Like, we just really believe in this, in this project.
Yeah,
we really believe in this project.
Like, I actually believe we got a good lineup for the first drop. Second drop is gonna be even better than the first drop.
It's gonna be fucking fire.
Second drop, we might even do a hoodie, you know?
Depending on how much attention we get.
And how fast this shit sells out, man.
Because the faster, the better, you know? Like, we need this up on wheels, you feel me?
Yeah.
But we're not going to act fucking, like, impulsively, you know? This is about fucking planning, you know?
Yeah.
All about planning. There's a lot of time we need to take, you know?
There's we just got to be precise with it. We can't rush anything.
But if we get the ball rolling, bro, and it's going downhill, it's like, fucking yeah!
Yeah, if we get the ball rolling and it keeps rolling, getting bigger and bigger and getting more speed, more momentum, bro, like, we will take advantage of it.
We will.
So fast,
dude,
bro.
We want.
So fast, though.
Nothing more than to fucking just truly give our all with fucking our clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We just want to venture out. Because, like, eventually, like I was saying, bro, I want to start making, like, women's clothing, you know?
Yeah, dude. I feel like I'd make sick-ass dresses.
Bro, I want to make, like, you know what would be cool?
What's up?
Making skirts with, like, pockets and type
shit. Yeah, and they got, like,
built-in pockets, you know? So they have a reason to buy the skirt type shit.
We do some cool, like, printing or, like, sewing pattern in it to where it looks sick.
It looks like part of the skirt and then you slip it in. We test it in all angles.
We just do a lot of shit.
I really want to get into women's clothing.
You know what we should do, bro?
I want to get into
bro?
Men's, like,
you know what we should
outwear
do?
Clothing. What?
I feel like the ultimate power move of our brand... We sell women's pants with pockets.
That's what I'm saying. Bigger pockets, you know?
Real pockets,
real
bro.
Real pockets.
Dude's like... pockets, dude. I'd be holding my wallet, my keys, my chapstick, loose change, my DS, a fucking Nintendo Switch and
I'll be
shit.
Having my wallet, my keys, my phone, like...
Dog, there is
some lighters, my stizzy.
If I really wanted, dude, if I really wanted, I can't. No, because I do this all the time.
Yeah.
Where I put a fucking whole Arizona tea can in my back pocket.
Oh, yeah. That
you
works.
Kidding me?
That works, yeah.
That it's never been an issue. It doesn't change anything. It's just like, oh, I got it in my back
pocket. I definitely want to make, like, cargo pants, too. Like, for both men and women, but, like, that'd be so sick, bro. Just, like, cargo pants.
Fuck I feel it. Like that'd be nice.
Fuck it.
We do, like, joggers with the cargo.
Jogger cargo pants. And yeah. I want to make pants, like, jeans specifically fit for, like, me.
You're tall and skinny.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tall and skinny men. But, like, also it's... make it baggier, not too baggy.
Comfortably, like, relaxed
nice.
Fit, you know?
Yeah.
Where it kind of, like, drapes over, you know, rather yeah. than, like,
I want
cinching.
It to be... tight on the ankles, not too tight though, a little loose type shit, but it gets tighter.
Get make it loose around like
the thigh
up here
definitely
too and
looser,
shit
bro,
like loose here all the way up to the knee, you know what I mean?
And I want to have like the jogger like little loops bro,
yeah,
the strings bro, and it has the strings you tie it and shit,
because then boom, you never need a belt.
And also dude, I want to oh
you
my god
run in these.
I can't even talk about this, but we'll talk about it like off podcasts because I'm giving out too many ideas right now.
Don't yeah.
I want to save the good ones right now,
guys. Just know that
we're
just
gonna
know
try
that
to do
we're
a lot
fucking
of shit.
We're fucking working on shit. Just know that. Just please know that.
And if we get killed, the handbag industry did it.
The government might have had a hand in it.
Levi's maybe. I don't know. Someone, one of the pants brands, they don't want a suit.
Dude, I feel like I'd love to make like little backpacks.
Yeah, backpack suit, the
little,
small
like,
ones.
Specifically, like a, just like a, oh, I got a few things on me that I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
not
I got,
a. I need a like.
Not
I
like,
do want to do a whole backpack because like that.
Yeah, but not like a. I need to carry my laptop type of thing. You know, it's
not,
just more.
More like I need to carry my weed.
Yeah, I got like a rolling tray.
I got like
tray.
A jar. I got a little small rolling
got
tray.
Got a jar, rolling
I
tray.
I got a grinder and
got
shit.
My grinder.
I got the dab rig.
I got everything, bro.
You know, I'm set.
Yeah, I want to make a kid. Small bag like that too and make it very cool.
Like, bro, I feel like I'd love it because I have a really nice one where it's kind of like a little, it has a little cinch at the top, and then like the design is like, it has like just like normal little backpack straps on it and shit, and it has like little like Hawaiian, like just like, it's all blue and has like a white flower on it and shit. It kind of, it's like a vibe, you know what I mean? It's like a Hawaiian shirt as a backpack.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Because it fits like anything I need. Like, unless I need a lot of shit, which.
But yeah,
I have a backpack, you know?
I'd love to make like little tiny bags.
Little weed bag.
Stoner bag.
Like, we market it that way, but we don't say it.
Or sling bags, too, where it's
sling
like.
Sling bag? Fuck yeah. Veil sling bag.
Veil sling bag, but the whole ad is just like us.
It's just a copy of the Moonlight fucking music video.
Oh, dude, that'd be so sick.
Just because X had that nice ass Louis bag
on. Louis sling bag, bro.
Think about that, dude. That just looks clean. When you have like a proper, like nice looking ass sling bag, like
with a nice proper fit, bro.
That, I got my just, wallet in here, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But look out. Be on the lookout, guys. Be on the lookout. We'll make all types of shit. And also, like, just...
Also, our YouTube channel?
Our YouTube channel is The Peninsula Experience.
On YouTube?
T-H-E-P-E-N-U-S. Right?
Peninsula.
Oh, P-E-N-I-S-U-L-A.
No, Peninsula.
Peninsula.
You said peninsula.
Penis.
It's the peninsula.
P-E-N-I-S-U-L-A.
Peninsula.
Peninsula. It's the peninsula experience. If you don't know what a peninsula is, you're fucking brain dead.
You're brain dead.
Look it up.
Read a book. Read a book.
Pick up a fucking Bible. It's probably in there like a few times, you know.
Get them out.
Good amount. Maybe.
I don't know.
But
you
yeah.
You fucking know this shit.
But just look it up.
If you don't know what a peninsula is, you're lacking.
Yeah, and you probably don't deserve to know our YouTube channel.
If you can't handle that level of complex thinking.
If your mind can't comprehend that, you can't comprehend our Bochy videos.
Don't spoil the content. Guys, we have a lot of fun. Just know that.
We got fun. We like to have fun around.
We have fun around.